अखण्डम् सच्चिदानन्दम् अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रयेऽभीष्टसिद्धये। इन तत्त्वमसि महावाक्य द तत्पद एंड त्वंपद द मीनिंग ऑफ तत्पद एंड त्वंपद वी हैव टू अराइव इट द वाच्यार्थ डस नॉट फिट द डायरेक्ट मीनिंग डस नॉट फिट देयरफॉर वी हैव टू टेक लक्ष्यार्थ and this process of taking lakshyartha is called lakshana lakshana vritti. There are three types of lakshanas. One is jahal lakshana, another is ajahal lakshana, third one is jahad ajahal lakshana. Jahat means giving up, you give up the meaning total and take a related meaning, that is called jahal lakshana. So the lakshyartha is something other than vachyartha. Ajahal lakshana means you don't give up the meaning of the vachyartha, you take an additional meaning also. So lakshyartha is equal to vachyartha plus an additional which is connected to the vachyartha. That is ajahal lakshana. Ajahat means not giving up. Jahat means giving up. Then there is a third one, jahad ajahal lakshana. Means you give up one portion and you retain another portion. Like that, three lakshanas we have been discussing. And in that, we have to take jahad ajahal lakshana in the case of Tattvamasi Mahavakya. We can't take jahal lakshana, we can't take ajahal lakshana also. We have to take jahad ajahal lakshana. And therefore there is a discussion why we can't take jahal lakshana and why we can't take ajahal lakshana. And there we have seen why jahal lakshana we can't take. Jahal lakshana, the example is Gangayam Ghoshaha. There is Ghosha, a cowherd village on Ganga. In that case, the word Ganga, the vachyartha is the river, flowing river. On that, the cowherd village cannot exist. Therefore, vachyartha doesn't fit. Therefore, we have to take jahal lakshana, give up the vachyartha completely and take the lakshyartha. That is Ganga Tira, bank of Ganga. But in the case of Tattvamasi, you cannot apply jahal lakshana because here the virodha is not total. Here the virodha is bhaga. Only partial opposition is there. The tatpada vachyartha is parokshatva vishishta chaitanya. The chaitanya which is paroksha, etc. Ishvara. Tvampada vachyartha is aparokshatvadi vishishta chaitanya. The chaitanya with the attributes like aparokshatva, immediate, immediacy, alpajnatva, etc. But in both tvampada and tatpada, tvampada vachyartha and tatpada vachyartha, one thing is common, that is chaitanya. Therefore, the opposition is not full, it is partial. Therefore, we need not take jahal lakshana. Since the opposition is not complete, the contradiction is not full. We need not give up the whole thing. Therefore, Jahal Lakshana is not required. Then, why Ajahal Lakshana also is not possible, we are discussing. Why Ajahal Lakshana is not possible? Page number 95. Atra shono dhavati iti vakyavat ajahallakshana api na sambhavati. Atra means here means in tattvamasi mahavakya. Ajahallakshana api na sambhavati. Ajahallakshana is also not possible. And for ajahallakshana, the author gives an example. Shono dhavati iti vakyavat. Like in the sentence, shono dhavati. Shona means white. White dhavati. Dhavati means runs. Shona is not white. Shona is red. I have been telling white. Shona. Red runs. So red runs. Red color. Shona, red color. Red color cannot run. Therefore, there is contradiction. And therefore, here, instead of red color, you take a substance with red color. Shonaha Ashwaha, a red horse. You take, then the contradiction is solved. Red horse runs. Here what you have done is, you have not given up the vachartha completely. You have not given up the vachartha at all. Shonaha, red, you have not given up. Instead, you have retained the vachartha, plus you have added something extra. That is horse. Why? Red horse. Red horse runs. It is called Ajahal Lakshana. Without giving up the vachartha, you take an additional meaning. But in the case of Tattvamasi Mahavakya, you can't take Ajahal Lakshana. You can't use Ajahal Lakshana. Why? Because already there is Virodha. Tvampada means Aparokshatva, etc. Chaitanya with Aparokshatva, etc. Tatpada, Chaitanya with Parokshatva, etc. Already Virodha is there. And therefore, retaining that viruddha artha, whatever additional meaning you take, it cannot fit. I don't know whether people are in this subject or elsewhere. Already there is virodha between tvampada vachyartha and tatpada vachyartha. Since the virodha is already there, any addition will not solve the virodha. So therefore, in the case of Tattvamasi, this Ajahal Lakshana cannot fit. And therefore, the author shows how in the case of Shonodhavati, Ajahal Lakshana fits, and how in the case of Tattvamasi, Ajahal Lakshana does not fit. Tatra Shona Guna Gamana Lakshanasya Vakyarthasya Viruddhatvat Tadaparityagena Tadashaya Ashwadi Lakshanaya Tadvirodha Parihara Sambhavat Ajahal Lakshana Sambhavati Tatra. Tatra means Shonodhavati in that sentence. Shonaguna Gamana Lakshanasya Vakyarthasya. If you take the Vakyartha, what will be the Vakyartha? What will be the meaning of the sentence? The meaning of the sentence will be Shona Guna Gamana. The movement of the guna, the attribute called shona, called red. This vakyartha is viruddha. Viruddhatvat. It is viruddha. Because a guna cannot run, an attribute cannot run. Only a substance can run. Color cannot run. Therefore, it is viruddha. The vakyartha is viruddha. Therefore, tadaparityagena, without giving up the shona, without giving up the red color, tadashraya ashwadi lakshanaya, tadashraya, shona guna ashraya, the support of the red color. A color requires a support. That is the substance. So this color, red color, it requires a support. That is the cloth. A color cannot exist without a support. Either it should exist on a cloth, or it should exist on a flower, or something. Any substance is required for a color to exist. And therefore here also, for shona to exist, for red to exist, a support is required. An ashraya is required. What is that? Tadashaya ashwadi, ashwa, etc. You can take a horse, ashwa, or whatever, anything else. Red car, red motorcycle, lakshanaya, that you take by lakshana, by implication. Tad virodha parihara sambhavat, and thereby you have resolved the contradiction in the sentence. Therefore, ajahal lakshana sambhavati. Here, ajahal lakshana is possible. In the case of shonodhavati, ajahal lakshana is possible. But, atrato parokshatva aparokshatvadi vishishta chaitanya ekatvasya vakyarthasya viruddhatvat tadaparityagena tatsambandhinaha yasya kasyachit arthasya lakshitatve api tadvirodha parihara asambhavat ajahal lakshana na sambhavati eva. Atratu, atra means here in Tattvamasi Vakya. Parokshatva aparokshatvadi vishishta chaitanya ekatvasya vakyarthasya. The vakyartha. If you take vakyartha of tatpada and tumpada, what will be the vakyartha? Parokshatva aparokshatvadi vishishta chaitanya ekatva. ekatva, the oneness of parokshatva vishishta chaitanya, parokshatvadi vishishta chaitanya, that is the meaning of tatpada, and aparokshatvadi vishishta chaitanya, which is the meaning of tvampada. These are equated. And that is the vakyartha. And it is viruddha. Viruddhatvat. If you take vachyartha, there is virodha. Why? Because one is parokshatvadi vishishta, another is aparokshatvadi vishishta. Tad aparityagena in ajahallakshana. Suppose you apply ajahallakshana, what you have to do? Don't give up the meaning. Don't give up the meaning at all. Retain one as parokshatva vishishta, another as aparokshatva vishishta chaitanya. And then you try to add something so that the contradiction is solved. Here parokshatva vishishta chaitanya is there. Here aparokshatva vishishta chaitanya is there. Leave them as they are. By some addition, you try to resolve the contradiction. It cannot be solved. Because already there is contradiction. By any addition, it cannot be solved. So, parokshatva, aviruddhatvat, tad aparityagena, without giving up the meaning, tat sambandhinaha, anything related to that, yasya kasyachit arthasya, yasya kasyachit, any arthasya, any other meaning, lakshitatve api, even if you imply, even if you take by implication, tad virodha parihara asambhavat, the contradiction cannot be solved. Therefore, ajahal lakshana na sambhavati eva, ajahal lakshana is not possible. And now the Purvapakshi says one more thing. We need not apply ajahal lakshana on both. We will apply ajahal lakshana on either of them. Say for example, you leave tatpada as it is. Tatpada vachyartha you leave as it is. Tatpada vachyartha is parokshatva vishishta chaitanya. Chaitanya with the parokshatva, etc. On the other hand, this tvampada vachyartha, you do ajahal lakshana. You apply ajahal lakshana. How? The Purvapakshi says, don't give up the vachyartha totally. Give up a particular portion of vachyartha. That is aparokshatva, etc. The opposing attributes you give up. And you add the attributes of tatpada vachyartha. If it is not fitting in tvampada, you give up a particular portion and another portion. So here two things are involved. One is giving up, another is an addition. Both things you do. And then it will match. That is Purvapakshi's suggestion. And for that, we have to give an answer. It is not possible. So see this paragraph. Nacha tatpadam tvampadam va swartha viruddhamsha parityagena amshantara sahitam tvampadartham tatpadartham va lakshayatu ataha katham prakarantarena bhagalakshana angikaranam iti vachyam. Here the Purvapaksha starts with tatpadam tvampadam va. Tatpadam. From tatpadam you can put a quotation. Tatpadam onwards up to iti is within quotation. Up to angikaranam is within quotation. Up to angikaranam. Bhagalakshana angikaranam. Up to that within quotation. And nachavachyam viyartin. This much is Purvapaksha. The opponent is suggesting. So we will first understand the Purvapaksha. What he says. Tatpadam tvampadam va. Either tatpada or tvampada. Swartha viruddhamsa parityagena. By giving up a viruddha amsha. The opposing portion, opposing part, the contradicting part of its own meaning, swartha. If tvampada you take, the aparokshatva attribute of tvampada is contradicting its being equated to tatpada. You give up that aparokshatva. Retain Chaitanya only. And then you add the attributes of Tatpada to this Tvampada. Then what will it become? Chaitanya is there. Chaitanya plus Aparokshatva etc. was there in Tvampada. You give up Aparokshatva. What remains? Chaitanya remains. Then for that you add Parokshatva as another attribute. Then both are same. Tvampada and Tatpada both will become same. That is what he is telling. Swartha viruddhamsa parityagena. By giving up one portion of itself. The portion which is contradicting. The portion which is conflicting. Amshantara sahitam tatpadartham. Tvampadartham tatpadartham valakshayatu. Amshantara sahitam. With the addition of the other, the amsha of the other one. Tvampadartham tatpadartham va lakshayatu. Let it imply either tvampadartha or tatpadartha. That means either tatpada should imply tvampadartha or either tvampada should imply tatpadartha. Then what will happen? There is no contradiction. And therefore, we can successfully apply Ajahal Lakshana. Ajahal Lakshana. And therefore we can successfully apply Ajahal Lakshana. And therefore you need not go for Bhaga Lakshana. You need not go for Jahad Ajahal Lakshana. Ataha katham prakarantarena Bhaga Lakshana angikaranam iti vachyam iti. Then why you have to go for Bhaga Lakshana by another means, by another way than this? This much is Purvapaksha. Then we say iti navachyam. The na has to come down and you have to say iti navachyam. You should not say like that. Why you can't say like that? The answer is given in the next paragraph.
Ekena padena
swarthamsha padarthantara Ubhaya lakshanaya asambhavat padantarena tadartha pratitau lakshanayaha punaha tat pratiti apeksha abhavacha ekema padena. By one word. Swarthamsa padarthantara ubhaya lakshanayaha. Swartha amsha and padarthantara. Both lakshanas are not possible. We have only three options. Either you have to give up the meaning totally, or you have to add something else without giving up the meaning at all. And the third option is you give up the meaning partially. Giving up the meaning partially and adding another thing, both you cannot do together. That option we don't have. It will not come under any of them. Jahal Lakshana, Ajahal Lakshana or Bhaga Lakshana. All three, it won't fit in. We have only three options. Therefore he says, Ekena Padena, by one word, you can't say Swartha Amsha. You retain its own Amsha, a portion of its own meaning. And Padartha Antara, you take another meaning also, another additional meaning also. Ubhaya Lakshana, both these lakshanas simultaneously, asambhavat, it is not possible. Therefore, you cannot apply this kind of a lakshana. Giving up the vachyartha half and adding another meaning, it is not possible. And not only that, by Tvampada, you need not arrive at Tatpada. Because already Tatpada is given. Even if you arrive at Tatpada, by Tvampada, from Tvampada, it will become redundant. It is like equating Tat to Tat itself, which is meaningless. As we have seen in the Jahal Lakshana portion, we have given the same solution that you need not equate Jiva to Jiva. Jiva is Jiva, you need not say, everyone knows that. And Ishvara is Ishvara, everyone knows. So that will become useless. If you arrive at Tatpada by Tvampada, it's of no use. So Padarthantarena tadartha pratitau. Tadartha. That is either tvampadartha or tatpadartha. Is expressed directly by another word. Therefore, lakshanaya punaha tatpratiti apeksha abhavat. Lakshanaya, by implication, punaha, once again, you need not arrive at that word. If you say jiva is tvam is equal to tvam, if you say, that will become meaningless. Tat is equal to tat, if you say, it will become meaningless. Therefore, you need not arrive at the word of another meaning in the same sentence by using lakshana. And therefore, the author is concluding that we have to go for Bhaga Lakshana only. Jahal Lakshana does not fit. Ajahal Lakshana also does not fit. The only hope is in Bhaga Lakshana. Tasmat yatha soyam deva dattaha iti vakyam tadarthova tatkala etatkala vishishta devadatta lakshanasya vakyarthasya amshe virodhat viruddha tatkala etatkala vishishta amsham parityajya aviruddham devadattamsha matram lakshayati tatha tattvamasiti vakyam tadarthova parokshatva aparokshatvadi vishishta chaitanya ekatva lakshanasya वाक्यार्थस्य अंशे विरोधात् विरुद्ध परोक्षत्व अपरोक्षत्व विशिष्टांशम् परित्यज्य अविरुद्धम् अखंड चैतन्यमात्रम् लक्षयतीति तस्मात् देयरफॉर यथा एस ही गिव्स एन एग्जांपल फॉर अप्लाइंग भागलक्षण एंड देयर बाय रिसॉल्विंग द कॉन्ट्रडिक्शन सोयम् देवदत्तः इति वाक्यम् द स्टेटमेंट सोयम् देवदत्तः और तदर्थ और इट्स मीनिंग द वाच्यार्थ ऑफ द वर्ड्स सहा एंड अयम् इन सोयम् देवदत्त As we have seen previously, I have told this a few classes back also, that in Lakshana, the Lakshya-Lakshana Sambandha, the employer-implied relationship can be between either the word and implied meaning, or it can be between the Vachyartha and the Lakshyartha, the direct meaning and implied meaning. Both options are possible. Therefore, he says, either vakya or its artha. Direct meaning. Va. Tatkala etatkala vishishta devadatta lakshanasya vakyarthasya. Tatkala and etatkala vishishta devadatta. The vakyartha, the meaning of the sentence. If you take the vakyartha, what will happen? One is tatkala vishishta devadatta. Another is etatkala vishishta devadatta. The word saha, the vachyartha is tatkala vishishta devadatta. The devadatta belonging to that particular time in the past. Devadatta in 1980. That is a saha. He, that devadatta. And I am this. Means etatkala vishishta devadatta. The devadatta who is standing in front of you now. Both have opposite attributes. One, this devadatta has beard and beard is white also. That devadatta has no beard. This devadatta is tall. That devadatta was short. Like that opposite attributes are there. Therefore, amshe virodhat, partially there is opposition. Devadatta is same, but tatkala vishishta and etatkala vishishta. Partially there is a contradiction. And therefore, what you have to do is, viruddha tatkala etatkala vishishta amsham parityajya, the viruddha amsha. Tatkala vishishta amsha and etatkala vishishta amsha. The opposing attributes you give up. You give up the beard. Remove the beard of this devadatta in your mind. Remove the tallness of devadatta in your mind. And that devadatta also remove all the opposite attributes. Remove the school bag of that devadatta. And then you equate. This Devadatta is same as that Devadatta. The similar attributes, the common factor you have to equate. See the common factor between this and that Devadatta. Then you will recognize, yeah, this is that Devadatta. If you hold on to the opposite attribute, you can't recognize. That is why some people can recognize another person you have seen in the past. Why? Because you are able to discern. You are able to see the similar, the common factor between this person and who you have seen 10 years, 20 years or 30 years back. Then this person is able to recognize. But there are some other people who are not that discerning. And they see a person, they can't recognize. So therefore, give up the opposite factors. and take the common factor. Vishishta tatkala etatkala vishishta amsham parityajya, giving up the tatkala vishishta amsha and etatkala vishishta amsha, aviruddham devadatta amsha matram lakshayati. Aviruddham, the aviruddha amsha, the non-opposing factor, what devadatta, devadatta amsha matram, only that devadatta amsha, lakshayati, it implies. And therefore here, bhaga lakshana is applied. Tatha, similarly, tattvamasiti vakyam. Yeah, you need not read. Yeah, tattvamasiti vakyam. The sentence tattvamasi, or tadartha, or the meaning of the words in tattvamasi. Parokshatva aparokshatva adi vishishta chaitanya ekatva lakshanasya vakyarthasya. The vakyartha, if you take the vachyartha of tatpada and tumpada, is parokshatva vishishta chaitanya is equal to aparokshatva vishishta chaitanya. The ekatva, the equation, the oneness of parokshatva vishishta chaitanya and aparokshatva vishishta chaitanya. And here amshe virodhat, there is partial contradiction, a contradiction in amsha, a contradiction in a particular portion, that is parokshatva amsha and aparokshatva amsha, there is contradiction. Amshe virodhat, and therefore viruddha parokshatva aparokshatva vishishtamsham parityajya, by giving up the viruddha amshas, give up the parokshatva in tatpadartha and give the aparokshatva in tvampadartha, what remains? Chaitanya, akhanda chaitanya, aviruddham, that which is not opposed, that which is not conflicting. And what is that? Akhanda chaitanya, the chaitanya which is free from all differences. Lakshayati, it implies. And therefore bhaga lakshana, or bhagatyaga lakshana, or jahada jahal lakshana is applicable. So like that, the teaching is over. The guru's work is over. The work of a guru is to explain tattvamasi mahavakya. There is adhyaropa, apavada. The whole srishti was told from Brahman, maya. How the sukshma bhutas came, how the sthula bhutas came, everything was explained. And thereby, the tatpadartha and tvampadartha were clarified. Tatpada shodhana and tvampada shodhana. Tatpadartha shodhanam and tvampadartha shodhanam. Arriving at the right meaning of tatpada and tvampada. And by arriving at the right meaning of tatpada and tvampada, we came to understand the meaning of tattvamasi also. The guru explained the meaning of tattvamasi also. This much is the Shravana. The student is listening to that, to the teaching of Tattvamasi Mahavakya. Mahavakya Upadesha. And when he has listened to the Mahavakya, what happens in the mind of the student? If he is an Adhikari, provided he is an Adhikari, in his mind, anubhava takes place. Mahavakya shravana gives anubhava, aparokshanubhava. Here Anubhava should not be understood as a mystical experience or an intuitive experience. It is not a mystical experience or intuitive experience. Anubhava doesn't mean any new experience. Anubhava means proper understanding, that's all. An understanding without doubt is Anubhava. Understanding, when somebody says, for example, Dashamastvamasi, there were 10 people, 10 students of a guru. They had to go from one village to another village. And then they had to cross a river. After crossing the river, they counted. The 10th person is missing. Only 9. They are able to count only 9. The counter, one who counted, he missed himself. Here, the one who has counted, doesn't he know that he exists? He knows that he exists. But at the same time, he thinks he has missed himself among the 10. And therefore it is missing something which already exists, which is already evident. Therefore, for a 10th man, for this person to find a 10th man, he need not see another person. He need not have, he need not bring another person to make the number 10 complete. Already he is there. But it is lost sight of. And therefore, when Dashamastvamasi, you are the 10th person, somebody comes and says, what happens to this 10th man? Yeah, I am the 10th man. He gets the understanding. As though he has discovered something new. As though he has discovered himself. So like that, there is Anubhava here also. A discovery. That I am Brahma. It is not a mystical experience. Because already Atma is evident. You are already evident. Self-evident Atma. And therefore you need not experience the self-evident Atma. Any experience, any new experience will bring you any object which is external to you. The Atma can never be experienced as a new thing. Therefore, Anubhava should be understood properly. It is an intimate knowledge. That's all. So, Adhuna, Aham Brahmasmi, Iti, Anubhava Vakyarthaha, Varnyate, Adhuna, now, Aham Brahmasmi, Iti Anubhava Vakyartha. This is Anubhava Vakya. Aham Brahmasmi. Tattvamasi is Upadesha Vakya. Because the Guru is telling you, you are that. As a result of understanding Tattvamasi, the student says, Aham Brahmasmi, I am the Brahman. Therefore it is called Anubhava Vakya. Upadesha Vakya and Anubhava Vakya. So far was the teaching. But now, what understanding takes place, what happens to the student, that is being explained hereafter. The teaching is over. As a result of the teaching, what the student, what happens in student's mind? Aham Brahmasmi, iti Anubhava Vakyarthaha Varnyate. the meaning of this Anubhava Vakya is being explained hereafter. So what Anubhava takes place? How the Anubhava takes place? What is the nature of the Anubhava? That is being described in the technical way. What really happens in our mind? That we will see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.